I won't keep you very long. Amen. This is a message I preached before about 5 or 6 years ago, but I just feel in my spirit to preach this message again. I'm going to do it slightly different this time. John 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he into the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we just ask right now, Lord, that the right words go forth to encourage, to bless, hallelujah, to uplift, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We ask, oh God, that your blessing be in this place right now, to touch, to deliver, to enhance, oh God, to just meet the needs today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to someone. Hallelujah. Shake their hand and say, I'm glad you're here. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm sure there's lots of us here today that are tired. Anyone tired? Anyone suffering from sleep deprivation? Could do with some more sleep? Amen. As I've said before, for some reason, Sunday morning, the bed is the best it's ever been. On Sunday morning, it's the nicest and most comfortable it's ever been. And the message I want to preach to you today is, don't let the journey wear you out. Don't let the journey wear you out. You know, it's amazing that when we look at this verse, we've all heard this story about the woman at the well and all of that. But that's not what I want to focus on. The part that I want to focus on is verse 6. It says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied. You ever thought about Jesus being tired? That's what the scripture says. It says Jesus was tired. He was weary. He needed to sit down. He needed a place to rest himself. And so when I saw that scripture, it just hit me. You know, it's okay if we feel tired. It's okay sometimes if we feel like like life has been beating us up and we just need a break. Because here it was, Jesus came to this well and he was so weary. The Bible said he was wearied. He sat down. In our flesh, in this Christian journey, we're going to get tired sometimes. We're going to feel like giving up. But I want to tell you, do not give up. It's okay to take a little rest, but do not give up. You can sit for a little while, but don't plant yourself there. Don't get too comfortable there. Sometimes we need to take a little time out. We need to take a break, but don't be on a permanent vacation. It says that Jesus was weary with his journey. The journey will make you tired. Sometimes you feel like life is just nothing but roadblocks. It feels like you're just going through mud. It feels like you just can't get a break, and you just get weary, and you just get tired of everything. And the devil will say, give up. It's time to give up. Quit. Chuck it in. Turn it in. But what I want to tell you is, don't let the journey wear you out. They had been coming from a long way. They had a place to go, but they were just passing through. And they were all tired. He sent his disciples, I believe, deliberately, because it sent all of 12 of them into the town. Now, it doesn't take, as the preacher was saying, 12 people to get some food. But Jesus needed a break. He needed to be alone to get away from it. And there's times sometimes that we just need a break to get away from it. But I'm trying to encourage you today. Don't let the journey wear you out. Don't give up. It's okay that in this flesh, we're going to get tired. There's going to be things that come into our lives to discourage us, to make us want to give up. But if Jesus can be weary, we can be too. Amen? But here's the key. There was a way of renewal. You see, where he sat down was a critical place. He didn't just sit down anywhere. That's why it's got to be careful where you choose to rest. You have to be careful where you choose to rest. I don't know if you've been following in the news lately, but there have been some attacks that have been happening in some of the rest areas. there was a truck driver who was attacked as he stopped in a rest area. But I want you to pay attention to the only place where it said Jesus was weary and he sat down. Where did he sat down upon? It was a well. It was a place where there was living water. If you read the scripture, you'll find that this was a special well. It wasn't just any place. It was a place where there was living water. That means there was a fresh supply. There was a continual replenishment. It depends upon where you're going to rest, whether it's dangerous or whether it's a blessing. This church is named after a well. It's okay to come in here and rest. It's okay to come in here and be weary, because this is a place where I believe there is some spiritual refreshing, where you're going to hear a word, where you're going to hear some praise and worship that is going to uplift your soul, that is going to take you to another level. It's okay to be weary. We are going to be in this flesh sometimes. We're going to get tired, but don't let the journey wear you out. Don't let the journey wear you out. Now, come on, don't go to sleep on me. Can I have an amen here? Amen. All right. I don't want you to fall asleep. It's okay to rest, but don't fall asleep. Amen. We see that even Jesus himself got to a place where he was tired in this flesh. But you notice there was a special place where he sat down. You see, if you're tired, don't just go sitting down in the middle of the street. You'll get run over. You have to be in a special place where you can know that you're going to get refreshed. This is the place of safety. This is a place where you can get refreshed. The Bible said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you." Amen. You see, it's important where you decide to park yourself. You see, I always told my wife here late at night when she was driving between here and Michigan, I say, make sure now where you pull off. Don't just pull off on the side of the road. Make sure you go to an oasis or somewhere where it's safe. See, some people rest in the wrong place. Some people stop on the journey in a dangerous spot. They're not in a place where they can be refreshed, where someone can come to help them, to give them a hand up, to lift them up, to encourage them. So it does matter where you rest. See, I don't think it was any coincidence where Jesus chose to rest. It said, now Jacob's well was there. This was Jacob's well. It was a special place, a famous place. Even today in Israel, this place is famous because it was the well that Jacob dug. It was a special kind of well. It had living water. That means the water underneath it was being replenished with an aquifer. There was a continual flow. It was a special place of refreshing. When you're going to rest, the best place to rest is in Jesus, because he will replenish your soul. You may be weary. You may be tired of all the stuff that's going on in your life, but don't let the journey wear you out. Don't let the journey wear you out. You see, there was a purpose for him being at that place. Sometimes you have to rest when you're alone because there's just too much drama around you. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes there's just too much drama going around your life and you're not going to rest. But you can find rest in Christ. You can find rest in Jesus. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some people are trying to find rest in their job, in a relationship, in money, in other things, but you won't find rest there. What you'll find is tribulation. What you'll find is upset. What you'll find is disappointment. But I tell you what, if you rest in Christ, you will never be disappointed. He will never leave you alone nor forsake you. Anyone been here brokenhearted? Anyone ever hurt you? You know what? You rested in the wrong place. You sat down thinking someone was going to take care of you, who was going to be the one for you, and you were wrong. But I tell you what, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. You know, even family sometimes can hurt you. Even, in fact, sometimes they're the ones that hurt the most. But Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. If you are thinking right now, I'm tired, I'm weary, I've been fighting, I want to encourage you today, don't give up. Don't let this journey wear you out. See, Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees, and he didn't know where he was going. And for a time, he took a rest. He stopped in Haran. He stopped on the way. He took all his family with him. God had said, you don't take everybody with you. You can't drag everybody with you, because everybody's not got your calling. Not everybody's got your plan, God's plan for your life. Sometimes we try and take everybody with us, and it makes us rest in the wrong place. It makes us stop in a place of danger. But I'm trying to tell you today, no matter how you're feeling, do not give up. Do not give up. Don't let this journey wear you out. Jesus knew he was tired, but look where he chose to sit down. I am so glad today that right now you are sitting in a place of rest. You can hear some words of encouragement. You can have someone pray for you. You can have someone encourage you. You can have someone lift you up and say, listen, I'm going to be praying for you. I've got your name on my prayer list. I'm going to be calling God over your life. I'm going to be asking God to move in your direction. See, some people rest on the job. They think, okay, if I can get this one job, if I can get this one degree, if I go to school and this will make me a better person, this will complete my life. If I can just marry this one person or find that person. Sometimes we just need to rest. We just need to rest. The Bible speaks about entering his rest. It's not a sin to be weary. We're going to get weary. We're going to get tired. We're going to get disappointed. We're going to get upset sometimes. But be careful where you rest. Make sure it's by a well. The Bible says when Jesus went to the feast, he said on that last of the feast, he said, come unto me, all ye that are thirsty and are heavy laden, because I'm going to give you rest. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know, things are going to happen in our life to get us down. We're going to lose loved ones. We're going to have to fight some very hard things that come into our life. And the devil will whisper to us, why don't you give up? It's vain to serve God. It's vain to get up on a Sunday morning and come to church because nothing has changed. You've been praying. You've been asking God and nothing has changed. You see, it was a long journey through Samaria to get to Jerusalem. And they came through that city by Sychar's well, and Jesus sat down. The Bible says, you know, when I first read this, it really astonished me. It says he was wearied. And we think, Jesus, the Son of God, in flesh, can he be tired? Yes, he can. The Bible says he was in all points tempted, such as we are. So he got tired. I'm sure there's times when he got discouraged with how people received him. The Bible says that he even wept one time when he looked at Jerusalem and saw their unbelief and how they did not realize that the person who could give them rest was right there. I want to tell you, don't let the journey wear you out. We're going to go through valleys of the shadow of death. There's going to be times when you feel like you're all alone, that there's no one there, that no one cares, that God is not listening to you. But don't let the journey wear you out. There was a prophet in the Old Testament who God had used mightily. He had done so many great things. He had called down fire from heaven. Now that's spectacular when you can call down fire from heaven. He had prayed that it should not rain and it didn't rain. He prayed that it should rain and it rained. But even he one time got discouraged. He heard that Jezebel was going to kill him and he got discouraged. You know, sometimes life will be just going so great. Everything's going your way and the devil says, okay, they're being too happy. Things are going too good. Now I'm going to trip them up. And it's when we're on our mountaintop is when the devil likes to pull the rug from right under you. That's when he wants to discourage you and to weary your soul and to make you depressed and want to give up. And we see that this prophet whose name was Elijah, he had just done great miracles. In 1 Kings chapter 19, and one, and it says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets. He had destroyed the enemies of God. But then Ahab tells his wife, and she makes a threat. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow. You see, Satan will start to threaten you. He'll start to use somebody to get on your last nerve. He'll start to threaten your job, your livelihood, maybe your health, and he will try and discourage you. You know why? Because you're on a journey. I am so glad today that you have decided to sit down by a well. It just so happens that Rehoboth means God has made room. It was the name of a well. Those of you who are longtime members know that. I am so glad that I'm sitting in a place that can refresh me, where I can hear some words of encouragement, where I can lift up the name of Jesus, where I can praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, maybe many of you have not noticed, but outside, just on the corner, there used to have been a big old pine tree. And it was kept on growing and growing and growing, and it was causing us, we thought, some problems with the plumbing, so we cut it down. And we thought, what can we do with this, with what was there, the stub? So you know what we did? We made a little fake well. If you next time you go out there, you go and look and see. You know why? Because this is a place where you can sit down. This is a place where you can sit down and be refreshed. This is a place where you can find encouragement to your life. Don't let the journey wear you out. As soon as Jezebel started to threaten his life, this great prophet Elijah just got so discouraged. He said, look what I've done. Look at how the preaching I've done. Look at all the ministry I've done. Look at all the good things I've done. And now, Lord, they're going to kill me. He said, I'm tired of this. I give up. And he walked out into the desert. And he just lay under a tree and said, Lord, kill me. You can kill me now, Lord. I'm dead. I'm tired of this. Sometimes we have a pity party. We just get so tired of the mess and the struggle, and we just want to go out under the tree. Kill me, Lord. I've had enough. Nobody loves me. I'm all by myself. You know, the mistake that Elijah did was where he laid down. But God was merciful. He went under a juniper tree, and he laid down there. Verse 5. Of 1 Kings 19, he lay and he slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said, arise and get up. You haven't finished the journey. You cannot stay in this place. This is not a place of rest. Some of the places we are trying to find rest and joy and happiness, in the club, in the bar, that's not a place of rest. That's not a place of safety. That's not a place of deliverance. The angel said, get up. This is not a place for you. You better get up, because you still have some more journeying to do. There's a place I need to send you to. He had stayed under the tree, and he said, Lord, just kill me now. I'm tired. I'm an old man. There's nobody, no use preaching, no use trying to help people. And there's no use trying to be good to people, because when you're good to them, all they do is throw it back at you. You ever felt that way? You ever felt used, abused? Elijah felt the same way. But you know what? The place he had decided to rest was not a place of safety, was not a great place. So the angel came and said, get up. You can't stay there. The Lord is telling some people today, get up. Wherever you're thinking you are going to rest, that's not the place for you. You need to be resting in a well, by a church, in a place where you can get refreshing, where you can get encouragement, where you can hear some deliverance, where you can be healed, where your salvation can be presented to you. Get up, Elijah. You can't stay under that tree. Don't let the journey wear you out. Whatever you're going through today, the Lord is telling someone, don't give up. Hold fast. Don't give up. The angel said, get up, Elijah. This is not a place. You can't rest here. You ever pulled over on the side of the road and realized that was not a safe place? I used to do a lot of driving, and I know I pulled off the side of the road, and I heard this semi go past me, and it was so close that the car moved, the wind moved, and I realized this is not a safe place. I cannot stay here. The devil wants you to be in a place that it's not safe, but I'm encouraging you today, don't let the journey wear you out. You cannot stop there. You got to get up from off the juniper tree. You go find yourself a well, a place of refreshing. See, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 7, 25, that Satan is going to wear you out. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and now he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. You know, I went to the dentist the other day, and she was telling me, do you grind your teeth? And I said, no. I didn't think I ground my teeth. I found out I did. I just wasn't realizing it. But she showed me, she took a picture, and she said, look at this wear. What are you doing with your teeth? Are you brushing too hard? And I said, I didn't think so. And she showed me that there was some wear on the upper part of my teeth, but it had been so gradual. See, this is how the devil does. His plot is to wear you out. It's not all in once. He'll just keep grinding down on you with little things here, little things here, little things there, and it just be wearing you out to the point where you're so defeated, so ready to give up. You just want to be like Elijah. Lord, just kill me now. Just take me now. But be careful where you rest. You can't stay under the juniper tree. That's not a place of safety. The angel told him, get up. You're only halfway to your journey. There's a place I want you to get to. Do not stop on this journey because God has got a place for you to go. He's got a plan for your life. Do not let Satan deceive you. Do not let Satan take your joy. Do not let Satan send you to the wrong place. Do not get scared by his threats. Don't let the journey wear you out. Bible says in Daniel that he will wear out the patience of the saints. That means it's not a direct attack. It may not be something at first that looks very big, just a continual drip, 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 wearing it down. But you know, over time, that makes a big difference. Just makes a big difference, just a continual wearing things down. He won't come with something big, but it'll just wear you down till you just get so tired of it, so discouraged. You say, well, I'm not going back to church. Nothing's happening for me. I'm going to rest here. At home. That's not a place of rest. It may have a bed. It may have a place called a bedroom. But spiritually, it's not a place of rest. This is your place of rest. This is your place of worship. This is your place of refilling. This is your place of deliverance. This is your place of salvation. Amen. You can stand with me. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be long. Don't let the journey wear you out. We are on a journey. Our theme this month is Path of Righteousness, Paths of Righteousness. And along that path, you will find some headwinds. There will be some times when you do get discouraged, when Satan will come and want to take away your joy. There will be friends that will say, give up, or come here, or do this, or try that. But those are not places of rest. It's at a well that Jesus sat down. He knew something, that was a place of refreshing. In fact, when the lady came, what did he say? Give me some water. Give me some water. He knew where to get refreshed. He could have stopped somewhere else. There would have been no water. I'm telling you today, if you have come to this well, this is a place to get refreshed. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever discouragement Satan has been throwing your way, don't let this journey wear you out. It's okay to be tired. Jesus was tired. Unbelievable, but it says there he was weary. Now, if Jesus can be weary, I can be weary. You can be weary. But again, where are you going to sit down? Make sure it's at a place of refreshing, where there's a bucket, where there's some spiritual water, where someone can pray for you. Someone can say, I got your back. I'm going to be praying with you. I'm going to join in prayer. Don't be like Elijah, wander out into the desert and say, Lord, just kill me now. God was merciful and said, get up, Elijah. You can't stay here. God is speaking to someone and saying, please, please, don't give up on God. Don't sit down somewhere else. Find a place of refreshing. God has got deliverance for you. Do not give up. God is speaking to someone. I open these altars. We're going to close. You are at a place of rest. You are at a place where there is living water, where God can bring deliverance, where there can be healing, where there can be forgiveness, where you can find out direction for your life. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David, being a shepherd, knew something about refreshing, because you need the pastures for the sheep, but you also need the still waters, a place of refreshing. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I am so glad today, all of you that are here, you're in a place of rest. It's not a perfect place. It's not a cathedral, but it's a place, I believe, where the Spirit of God loves you, is reaching out and saying, don't let this journey wear you out. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. The angel is saying, get up. Get up, Elijah. I know you love me. I know you're tired of all the stuff that's gone on, but I have a plan. Just 3 more days' journey, Elijah. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to meet you. I have a plan for your life. Don't give up. We're going to close this service. But I'm speaking to someone. Don't let this journey wear you out. If you're going to sit down, be like Jesus. Find a well. Find a well. Find a place of refreshing. Hallelujah. If you could bow your hearts with me. Father, we thank you right now for your word. Jesus, we just ask you to fill our hearts, oh God, with worship, with refreshing. Lord, whoever this is for.